places.
Okay. The weather is colder than? It's never cold here. How about the weather is drier than? It's always dry, so we don't distinguish. Asthma.
Try to ignore it when it's not.
Right. Asthma makes it hard to
breathe.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a name for frosted breath? Like you're speaking and there's like icicles, or not icicles, but
particles of
particles coming, yeah, freezing on the way down.
Can't think of what it is.
Okay. Don't worry about it, because I can't think of it either. I know there is one. Okay, a name for a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains.
Warm, dry wind. Santa Ana wind.
Okay, maybe. It's also the same name, it also goes for a wind that is a coastal southwest wind from Oregon on up.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that?
Well, I know the name in German would be Foehn, fern. And people get grouchy and ill-tempered during that time.
What about Chinook?
Oh, yeah, Chinook.
What does that mean to you?
Just a windy, warm season.
Okay. What does blue norther mean?
Oh, very cold.
If it hasn't rained in a long time?
Drought.
And are there other words for drought?
Dry spell.
Uh-huh. Okay. Grasses that you would cultivate on a farm?
Well, out in our field right now I have oats
mm-hmm.
growing with the alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
But wheat is, I guess you'd consider that a grass.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat, oats, rye, barley,
mm-hmm.
high gear.
That's great. That's impressive. Good. An uncultivated crop would be called what?
Weeds.
I've heard some people call this a second crop. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, because the growing season here, of course, is ruled by the irrigation season. And if you can get a crop that will harvest in 2 months, say, then you have a second crop
mm-hmm.
going, and that's what they usually do, the corn, the
mm-hmm.
silage material, often a second crop.
Mm-hmm. What are some local trees?
Oh, well, it used to be cottonwood, but now the elms outnumber it, and then, of course, the ash and the pine are
mm-hmm.
two popular shade trees. And mimosa and Mexican elder and pomegranate is very often used. Your grandparents have
yeah.
lovely pomegranates. They usually bring me a sack and I make pomegranate jelly.
Yum.
So cottonwood is this picturesque, gnarled little thing out
mm-hmm.
on my driveway. Is cottonwood. And I think they're beautiful.